When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so buckle up for this one. Hey, Ben and Kelly, keep me anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I have been married for 3 years. He's extremely wealthy. I haven't had to work since before we were married, but now he's telling me I need to work for my weekly allowance.
Okay.
Like he thinks I should get paid for chores, like I'm a little kid or something. So right now I get $500 each week for allowance.
Okay.
He's proposing that I'll still get my weekly allowance, but now it will be calculated on a sliding scale and could get an extra monthly bonus.
All right.
Can you tell that he works with money for a living?
Okay.
So anyway, he thinks I should earn money based on the chores I get done around the house. But I'm upset that he's even suggesting that I get paid to do things like cook his dinner, $100.
Mm.
Pick up his dry cleaning, $100.
Okay.
Clean up dog poop in the side yard, $100.
Wow.
I do that for free.
No, so why?
And now I'm starting to get salty about it. Here's where it gets insulting. She says, disappear when his friends come over. He'll pay me $250. Let him go out for a guy's night without complaining. $250.
Wow.
Gets even better. Still goes on. Give him a shoulder massage after work. $500.
Wow.
No whining for a full week. $500.
No whining?
Uh-huh. Do a little show for him. $1,000. And I'm not even going to mention what he's going to pay $2,500 for. But you could probably guess. Never in a million years did I ever imagine I'd end up feeling like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman, but that's the profession, in quotes, I feel like I'm somehow in. I'm still in shock. Where do I go from here?
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's like in reverse order, because we choose to think at the end of Pretty Woman, he's not currently still paying her when they end up together, right? At least not for the services and things.
Yeah, I don't know. Wow. Kim texts in and says, hey, where is this guy? I'll take him.
No, that's what I meant when I said, like, initially you're going to be like, oh, no, sir. But then you're like, well.
Like, I don't get the whole $2,500 thing where it's like, isn't that a thing that couples just do because they want to?
That's kind of what I was thinking. Like, what are just, you know, nice things you do for your spouse versus things that are now
when it sounds
money
like
exchange.
So here's what this is immediately what I thought as you were you know telling her situation is that this is a guy that has always gotten what he wants. And
probably,
if he wasn't able to get what he wants right away, he could pay to get what he wants.
And now he's trying to pay for the kind of marriage that he wants. And it's almost like he's trying to pay for an assistant with benefits or something.
Yeah.
This doesn't feel like an equal partner kind of a marriage. That's the biggest part of it. It just feels demeaning.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Even though that's some serious cash she's tossing out there.
But it doesn't sound like she hasn't worried about cash for 3 years, probably.
Right. And now all of a sudden, he's having to make things so itemized.
And yeah, that, almost,
I mean,
like
she's got to feel like she's under the microscope all the time.
Almost like earn your keep.
Yeah, he's like, does he have like a little checklist that he's giving her little check marks every time she accomplishes a task? Like, I can't live like that. I would not be able to live like that.
So, I am trying to think of, okay, so there's probably not going to be too many people who mirror that situation in their own relationship.
No.
But there could be some that have stories or situations that are similar.
Got a text. Pretty sure my wife would love to get paid to do any of that. She does most of it for free.
Well, and
hell,
I mean,
I do most of that for free, he said.
You've seen the salary, you know, things where it's like, hey, if you know, an at home, you know, caretaker or wife or someone like that earns a yearly salary on what they actually do, from chauffeur to chef to all this.
Exactly.
You know,
that's what they should be paying.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. This is literally it. Like, she's getting paid to be a domestic engineer.
Yeah. All right. Would love to hear your thoughts on this. And she said, look, she's in shock. And where does she go from here? And like, this is where that whole morality thing comes in play, where it's like, how much do you sacrifice the lifestyle that you have for?
Yeah. I mean, we don't know
your own peace of
much
mind.
Else about yeah. the dynamic of their marriage either.
Right.
That,
exactly.
You know, comes into play. This is a very itemized description of the arrangement he wants to have. But I mean, we don't really have any other backstory other than the fact that he's wealthy and this is what he's thinking is going to be best for, you know, him giving her money.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, would love to hear your thoughts on it. All right. 502-571-9970. Whether it's
Aubrey's like, no shame, give me that sugar daddy.
I mean, again, some of y'all are going to be like, hey, if you don't want them, I do. All right. But would love to hear your thoughts because I think that's what she needs. All right. So 502-571-9970. Yeah. It's Ben and Kelly. 9970 JX. Group therapy, an interesting one. Not one that we've seen before, I'll say. She's been married to her wealthy husband for about 3 years. He's wanting now to pay her an allowance for things like cooking dinner, cleaning up, not complaining when he wants a guy's night, and even for special favors. She's in shock. So, where she
she's
go
just
from
wondering
here?
Where to go from here. It's yeah. He's just like itemizing all the money.
Now, I knew we'd get some of these comments like from Whitney. Might be the unpopular opinion, but does she actually not do much around the house? And is this his last ditch Hail Mary to get her to do things? Because when we work for things, we appreciate them more.
That could be the case. We honestly don't know anything about that. She didn't admit, like, you know, I do nothing. All I do is go shopping or whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say, all we're hearing is her side of the story because, right. You know, maybe she's very careless with that allowance that he gives her. And he's like, ugh, you know. But
he's trying to teach her the value of money, maybe. And the fact that he feels like maybe if she feels like she's earning it and he's trying to incentivize her to maybe take more ownership in being more proactive around the household. I don't know. We don't know that part.
Obviously, he values money very, very much and has done a good job of earning money throughout his life.
And maybe he's trying to, like, teach her, like, hey, instead of me just giving you a handout, like, every week, how about we set up a system of how you can earn it? And, you know, kind of since she's, you know, like working from there, he's just kind of creating a little job description for her.
Yeah, I was going to say, she didn't say anything about them having kids. So it doesn't sound like maybe necessarily they have kids, because it does sound like something that they would talk to their, you know, 6-year-old about, earning an allowance and things like that.
Now, many people have suggested that she just like stockpile a bunch of money, do a bunch of the things, get the money and then leave. But at the same time, you know, the biggest issue I think for most people is this doesn't feel like an equal kind of partnership marriage. Mm-hmm. It feels like he's almost making her his employee, which is not a great dynamic for a marriage to succeed long term in.
Yeah. Several comments. Elizabeth says, look, I do think that him paying her for the chores that she's doing around the house is great. However, she needs to sit down with him and talk to him about the last few items on that list.
Yeah.
The last few items being like the little strip teases, the no whining for a week, and the special favors, which is something that, you know, every marriage should have anyway.
Just for fun.
I mean, and right,
because
right.
Because you like I was to gonna make say, each takes, other happy.
I mean, doesn't that take the fun out of it a little bit?
It does, a little. Then it makes it a job, you know, doesn't it? That's the thing, I think, is some of these things sound very condescending and demeaning.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I think a lot of us were at first probably like, you want to pay me $100 to cook you dinner? Sweet, done. I'm going to start learning how to be a chef.
Right.
Stuff like that. You're going to pay me to pick up the dog poop in the yard? Yes, I do that for free currently. So I would I would appreciate compensation.
Right, right.
But it's some of the other things that gets a little dicey to where, you know, hey, these should be things that, you know, couples should want to do for each other and not expect payment.
Kimberly writes, I'd get to rubbing them shoulders, stripping them clothes, and slapping them on for a few tough months, stack some cash, and move to paradise, all while continuing to charge him for my disappearance. But I'm the kind of woman who's quick to cut anyone off.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we can't tell you what to do because honestly, we don't know the dynamic of the relationship. From an outside window looking into your house, it doesn't sound like he's valuing you
right
the same. Now, that's only knowing your side of the story, though.
Yeah, just on paper, the way you put it, it mm-hmm. looks real bad. It looks like, yeah, this is a completely one-sided kind of, he's almost like a puppet master. He sounds very controlling. A lot of people mention narcissist, all sorts of stuff like that. Now, again, we don't know, you know, what she has done for the past 3 years of their marriage. And maybe she hasn't really done a lot. Maybe they have people that clean the house for them. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have other, you know, hired help that do the yard work and do all the, it sounds like if he is of that level of wealth, they may have a bunch of helpers.
Yeah.
Since she doesn't really have to do anything. So maybe he's thinking, all right,
save some money this way.
Let go of some of the hired help.
Yeah.
And I'll start paying you
right
to do that stuff.
Right.
I don't really know that kind of background and how this arrangement came to be.
But again, this sounds like a guy who has always used money to get things he wants. And I don't know if that's going to change or not, but
it appears that way. Yeah.
You know, I would check. There's plenty of comments on the Facebook page and plenty of people who will take your husband off of your hands if you don't want him anymore.
Lots of options for you to sift through.
Beth said he didn't know he was creating the Real Housewives of Louisville.
Seriously.
I'm telling you, I wonder, there could probably be a show here in Louisville. Who knows?
Oh, 100%. I think there was for like a hot second. I don't know if anybody saw it, but yeah. Wow.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. And let us know how else we can help with that on 99.7 DJX.